The nonfiction bestseller list is chock full of books by politicians and other celebrities that were actually written for them by ghostwriters. Ghostwriting is part of the publishing business that is, for obvious reasons, kept out of sight. But it is a booming trade. So we sent Studio 360's Eric Molinsky out on a friendly ghost-busting mission.
Madeline Morrell is going to let you in on a secret.
On the nonfiction bestseller list, 12 out of the 15 books listed probably have been ghostwritten.
She should know. Morrell is a literary agent who only represents ghostwriters. Her clients have written books for authors like Mike Huckabee and Sarah Ferguson. Yes, author is the technical term for the celebrity whose name is on the cover.
You know, I'm really like a publishing matchmaker.
She sets up a date between the author and the ghostwriter that she thinks will fit their needs best.
But it doesn't always work. Sometimes the ghostwriter will decide they can't stand working with the author because a lot of authors are very exacting. You know, they don't quite understand that a ghostwriter is more than a glorified amanuensis.
I had to look that up too. It's an old word for a stenographer. Gene Stone has been ghostwriting for 20 years. For contractual reasons, he can't reveal the names of many of the authors that he worked with, but they include a movie star, a politician, a celebrity chef, and a big CEO. Writing somebody else's autobiography can be a very intimate experience.
You're a therapist, you're a brother, you're a father, you're a priest, you're a confessor.
Yeah, then you have to turn yourself into Meryl Streep. You have to then become them at the end of the day.
But I'm doing a really good job. When the book is done, it comes out. That person's friends say, hey, what did you need a ghostwriter for? I mean, it's just you.
That's why there's a lot of pressure to keep the ghostwriter invisible. Madeline Morrell likes to pretend that her clients are dying to see their names on the cover. But for a higher price, they'll stay anonymous.
It's a nice negotiating point, you know. All right, my client won't put their name on the cover if... It doesn't always work, because I think a lot of people are quite well aware of the fact that writers don't actually care that much. You know, I'm sure it's the writer's mother who cares more than the writer in many cases.
Right, so long as the ghostwriter's name is on the check. Here's another secret. If you want to know who really wrote the book, read the acknowledgments.
The more menial a task somebody is thanked for in a book, the greater chance it is that they actually wrote the entire book.
Barbara Feinman Todd always found the acknowledgments kind of demeaning.
If I get thanked for my good cheer one more time, I'm going to go postal. I am not full of good cheer, and I should not be thanked for it.
She also wasn't thanked for ghostwriting Hillary Clinton's 1996 bestseller, It Takes a Village. Republicans used that oversight against Clinton, and the former first lady doubled down on her claim that she wrote the whole book. Barbara Feinman Todd, the ghostwriter, became a political football. But by that point, she was already disillusioned.
You know, one of the top three goals is not telling the truth. And I think that's a problem when you're selling a book and it goes in the nonfiction section in the bookstore.
So she quit. Now she teaches journalism at Georgetown.
As a journalist, I'm trained to use everything that's good. As a ghostwriter, you get the access that journalists can only dream of, but you don't have the control over the story.
But her students might have to resort to ghostwriting to pay the bills. The magazine and newspaper industries are shrinking, and blogs don't pay anything, or much. When Gene Stone started ghostwriting, he'd be embarrassed to tell journalists what he did for a living.
And whereas they once looked at me and said, oh, you're a ghostwriter, well, I have a real job. Now they're calling me up and going, how do I get into this ghostwriting thing?
Now, I talk with ghostwriters on the East Coast and the West Coast, and I notice that the L.A. ghosts don't have that same sense of embarrassment. David Rinson wrote Chris Rock's book, Rock This, in Tim Allen's bestseller, Don't Stand Too Close to a Naked Man.
We came up with the title at lunch. He was telling me about being in prison, and I said, well, you don't want to stand too close to a naked man then. And he said, that's the title. Or maybe it was the other way around. I'll give him the credit.
Rinson prefers to be called a collaborator or co-author. He hates the word ghostwriter.
I don't think that writing with somebody is necessarily milquetoast. It can be. And I've seen plenty of books out there that are either whitewashes or trash talk. And I'm not interested in that. I really want the human being to come through.
which is what we want from these books, to feel closer. Publishers seek out celebrities because they come with their own fan base, thousands of Twitter followers, their own cable shows. Again, here's Gene Stone.
It used to be that 20 years ago, they'd say, well, this guy's very telegenic, I like what he's saying, we can get him on Oprah. Now, the person comes in and says, what's your platform? How can you launch this book? What can you do to make this book happen?
That's why it makes sense for someone with a huge following like Sarah Palin to write a book, or at least promote a book that she quote-unquote wrote. Her book Going Rogue sold 3 million copies. And David Ranson sees nothing wrong with that.
People are going to buy it because it's got Sarah Palin's name and ideas in it, okay? And it's they don't make the decision based on, oh, she wrote it or she didn't write it. As long as she helped write it, cooperated in writing it, you know, took part in it, it's authentic.
Well, maybe for him. But Gene Stone worries that ghostwriting is perpetuating a myth that anyone can write a book, that writing isn't a specialized craft requiring a well-paid professional. This really hit home when he was watching a talk show once, and one of the celebrities he worked with said to the host,
oh, yeah, you know, I wrote the book in the shower. I wrote the book before breakfast. It was, people talk about how difficult it is to write a book, but it's actually very easy. And I thought, well, that's not true. You didn't do anything. But, you know, that's our culture.
Former ghostwriter Barbara Fineman Todd.
I cannot tell you how many times I've been contacted by people who say, everybody tells me I should write a book, that my story is amazing. You know, and a lot of people think they should write a book. It's therapy. And I say to you, find a good therapist. Do not find a good ghostwriter.
For Studio 360, I'm Eric Molinsky.
As a little kid, I was impressed that John F. Kennedy had written a terrific history book that won the Pulitzer Prize. And then later had my teenage cynicism stoked when I found out that Profiles in Courage was written by one of his aides. What is the best celebrity book you've read? And do you care if the quote-unquote author was actually the author? Let us know at studio360.org.